News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Happy to be here this morning with Brian Prowitz, who is a marketing consultant here at ADX Communications, covering all the different radio stations. But what he does best, just between us guys and gals, is he is a digital guru.
Oh, boy.
And he's here to talk about ADX digital marketing and all the different opportunities and products and strategies that you can take advantage of. And he knows his stuff, y'all. He really does.
I put the goo in guru. That's what I think.
I'm afraid to say what I put into it, but okay.
Hey, it's good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be back. I was not happy about this bronchial pneumonia going around, and
wow.
I'm very happy to be on the other side of
that. No question.
Take care of yourselves, my friends. There's something my doctor said, it is going around.
Yeah?
So take care of yourself.
Well, I'm glad I'm standing over here.
I'm good. I'm not spreading anything at this point. It's all good.
You're just spreading a normal amount of joy. That's all.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to be back. That's for sure.
Well, I'm here to talk about ADX Digital. And one of the first questions always is, how does this digital conversation tie into radio?
Yeah, sometimes, what does that mean?
Sometimes people say, is this digital thing connected to News Radio 92.3 somehow? Like, how can I track 92.3? No, it's just different. It's very different. And here's how it works. There are four radio stations here at ADX Communications. Obviously, you're familiar with News Radio 92.3. We've got Cat Country 98.7, which you may have heard of. Pensacola Playlist 94.5 FM, and then Sports Radio 99.1. These four radio stations have been here for a long time. They attract a variety of businesses audiences. And then we use them for branding and awareness in such a big way. And I haven't had the discussion yet with anybody who wants to disagree with me on this, but I'm saying that radio is the greatest branding and awareness tool they've ever invented. And branding and awareness is the top of the funnel. Well, there's a lot more to marketing than just the top of the funnel. Not that these aren't great ways to attract business, because they do that job in great ways, which you hear all the time. On the digital side of things, we can get very strategic and target specific audiences with your content, with your message, with your service, your product, your offer, your location, your event. Whether you're a for-profit, nonprofit, doesn't matter. If you have a specific audience in mind of any geography in the United States, we can target them with any of one of 19 products that then, when combined with the branding and awareness power of radio, make a perfect blend to attract people and move them to action so they come and do business with you, the local Pensacola area business person.
Okay. Well, I knew zero about digital marketing until I came here, and I've heard both you and Tasca talk about this. And when you talk about the products, I'm fascinated by all the different ways you can reach people. It's sometimes a little scary for someone like me to realize how connected we all are, whether we want to be or not.
Yeah.
But at the same time, as far as an advertiser goes, or getting your name out there and your brand, so many tools are available. So what are some examples of some of the quote-unquote products that you're talking about?
Well, we're going to talk today about social media. We talk about that an awful lot. That is when we are able to take a post from one of your social media posts, from one of your social media profiles of your business, and run that out into the world on websites and apps based on where your target audience goes.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to try to guess. Or if you wanted to advertise on foxnews.com,
right?
How can you do that? Like, you're going to call somebody there and say, no, what you do is you target your particular audience, your particular target demographic, and then if they go to that particular website or a different one, you're in front of them because we know where they go.
Right.
And we can follow the IP address of the device. That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one example. We're going to talk a little bit about today's reporting. I'm going to get into reporting at some point. But
because that's the accountability.
It is. And I think it's part of the value we bring is the quality of our reports. So you can see exactly how many impressions did we deliver and how are people interacting with my ad and where were they when they saw the commercial that we mm-hmm. put out there, and how are the different pieces of creative working? Are they all doing great? Is one of them not as good as the other? All these questions are played out in the reports so that we can put that down in front of an advertiser and say, here's how the campaign is doing. We recommend this change or that change, or stay right where we're at. We're crushing it. So social mirror is one thing. taking that social media post and making an ad out of it and running it, and I say this, running it out in front of people to other locations where they go, websites and apps where they go, to differentiate between a Facebook boost, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
We can, so instead of it being advertised on the platform, we're going on the websites and apps where your target audience goes. Online audio is another one that's a really big deal. And why would a radio station promote digital audio? We do, because we're also experts in that world. We have a, I've got a great report of online audio. Online audio continues to grow. People listen. If you're a radio fan, a fan of radio, you listen to the terrestrial broadcast, which most of you are listening to right now, but there's also streaming. So you may be listening to us live someplace far outside of the broadcast footprint. There's that, but also if you're a fan of broadcast, then you probably also have some podcasts that you listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And we can deliver ads into those podcasts, again, to target your audience. And podcast and online audio is so smart because if you're literally listening to a show about repairing your car, then advertisers can know that that's, if that's their audience.
Right.
If you have an auto parts shop or a repair right. place, then that podcast would be perfect. So not that we choose the podcast. Again, we choose the audience and then deliver ads to them no matter where they go on the websites, apps, and podcasts that they listen to. And that's the basis of digital targeted marketing.
It's very it's fascinating to me and very exciting when you think about getting the most out of your dollar, because you have all the different geofencing, all these different things that I've learned about, that you're not waste. It's it, in the old, back in the day, we'd put the billboard up on the side of the highway and hope somebody sees it. Now it's in your phones. It's in your, anywhere that you are, you have an opportunity to reach someone.
Yes. And it makes those messages that we send, those ads that we send, it makes them more relevant.
Right. Because the person that's getting it has been quote unquote targeted, that they will be interested in it.
Yeah.
And that's what's a little disconcerting to me, because I'll be having a conversation with someone about maybe buying a bathing suit. Next thing you know, I have bathing suit ads coming up on my phone.
Now, that's not part of what we do, okay? We're not part of that whole Big
that's
Brother
one of
thing.
That's the questions we always get.
Yeah, well,
so let's clarify that.
The listening thing that people are so worried about is not on our list of things of how we can target people. Now, location on
location,
your phone?
Yes.
Yes. Your IP address? Yes. These are things that are being used all over the place. And there are ways to opt out of those. There's still some ways to try to protect some of that so that you're not pinged all the time.
Right.
For instance, I've recently moved into the world of iPhone.
Ah.
I was a Samsung Android guy from way in the beginning.
I still am.
But when you have six or seven people in your family who are all Apple, then you're the boomer with the blue text instead of green or whatever.
Right.
So anyway, I moved in. And what I've noticed is when I open a new app or download an app, it'll say, would you like to allow the app to track your activity across other apps?
Oh, interesting.
And I say no,
because
I don't.
Right.
So what I'm saying, my point is, there are some ways to control that a little bit. But we give off signals, breadcrumbs, as we like to say, online and offline with location, that indicate the kinds of things we're interested in and the kinds of services or products that we might be interested in buying. And that, again, that ends up a foundational block of targeted digital marketing. If you want to get the conversation started with your business, your campaign, your marketing, and you'd like to talk digital, give Jeff Wayne a call, 850-262-6000, 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne and tell him you want to talk about digital targeted marketing.
All right. This is Pep Talk with Brian Prowitz, ADX Digital Marketing Consultant here. He's going to come back and tell us a little bit about digital marketing reports and the value of those. So don't go away. This is Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got a question or a comment, this morning we're talking about ADX digital marketing and how you can market your business and take advantage of all the different strategies and products that they offer. So if you have a question, 850-437-1620. So now Brian is going to talk to us a little bit about, you know, it's one thing to talk about all these different strategies and products, Brian, but how do I know it's working?
Yeah, that's where reporting comes in, and I'm talking about this because this is sort of like reporting week. At the beginning of each month, we get a download of all the reports for all of our different campaigns, and I put a couple of them in front of you there because I wanted to talk to you about just how detailed this gets. So for one client, we had a Social Mirror and Social Mirror CTV campaign. So what we did is we took a post from Facebook, and we made a commercial out of that, ran it out on websites and apps where the target audience went. And then we also took that and made a connected TV commercial out of it as well. So there was a streaming TV ad of this particular Facebook post.
Okay.
And we can track a whole bunch of information about it. So in this case, the click-through rate, that's one of the very first KPIs for us. KPIs being key performance indicators. So how do we know it's working? Well, the first thing is they got to almost a 0.6% click rate.
So what does that mean, click rate?
Yeah, I mean, that means that's how many people clicked on the ad. And typically it's 0.07%, which is a very small amount. But we never settle for that. We always want that to be much, much bigger. And so in this case, it is. So the clicks and impressions, the click-through rate there is very solid. In fact, it is about 8.5% the national average. So it's a strong campaign from that point of view.
Wow.
All right. So that's factor number one. The next page is I want to show the impact AI has on this. So when you think of AI and marketing right now, it is a revolution in marketing when you talk about the impact of AI. In this case, though, for us, what we do is we set the parameters. So in this case, this client maybe they were wanting, they set a geography. That's always what we do first. So inside their geography, they wanted a particular set of demographics. That might be age. Mm-hmm. That might be if they already own, let's say it's, they already own a Mercedes.
Okay.
And maybe they want this person to buy another one. So we're going to target people who own Mercedes. Maybe there's a household income level that we want to approach. So we set these parameters. Well, what AI does is it goes out and starts showing the ad to everyone at the beginning of the campaign. And it begins to remove the people that don't respond and focus more on the people who do. So if you, Meg, are the person that we're trying to get and you click on the ad, now it's possible that people who are like you, age, income, other interests, would also be interested in this ad. And so AI begins to focus in on people like you and delivering the ad to those people as well. And you
That's
can see
incredible.
What the impact is on this on this report. So Social Mirror for AI shows a much higher click-through rate than the rest of the technology that we're using here. And the same goes with that connected TV idea. A big focus and a lot of impressions were delivered through AI to the audiences that might be interested. And we see a huge impact in our campaigns when we incorporate an AI focus to deliver ads to people who see the ad is relevant to them.
I find all of this just extraordinary, all the different possibilities and the way that you can track it to have this kind of information. So if you've got a question for Brian about this, this is the time to check in at 850-437-1620. This is the expert panel, and clearly he is an expert on this topic.
Well, these reports make me sound like one, I'll tell you that right
I think
now.
So.
And on the connected TV, the other element that we have click-through rate, but we also have what are called view-throughs. A view-through is if somebody saw the ad and did not click on it, but still went to the website that we want them to go to. And we could do that by cross-referencing IP addresses to see. We know that that phone, for instance, received the ad. Oh, hey, that phone showed up over here on the website. So there you go. It's a view-through. And they got a huge spike at the end of the month, by the way.
I see that. Yeah.
So
no
that's
kidding.
Pretty great. So it's catching on. Something is happening out there where it's beginning to really, really take hold. So in the rest of the report here has lots of other details so that, I mean, it's a 10-page report. So we deliver stuff like this to the client month after month. And one of the back pages there will actually show the list of the websites where the commercial was shown.
Okay.
And in this case, FoxNews.com is at the top. So most of the commercials were shown to people that were on that site.
This is a long list, by the way.
It is a long list because there's a lot of websites that people go to.
Wow.
Some of them you've never heard of. But it turns out, in this case, the target audience looks like They are news consumers, maybe a little bit older, maybe a little more conservative,
we've got some
maybe a little more.
Weather's even on here, some weather sites.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, final thing on the connected TV, more people will watch streaming television, that's a TV connected to Wi-Fi,
mm-hmm.
with knowing they're going to see ads, they will not pay the premium to eliminate the ads. More people watch free streaming television than pay for the premium. And what that means is in this report, for instance, you can see the different platforms
mm-hmm.
and in some cases, the apps where people saw the ad, Vizio, Telly, Tubi, Pluto TV. Pluto and Tubi are sort of famous for being that free app on your TV that shows some of the old TV shows.
Right.
And people love that. They love that. And so the ads are showing up there as well. Sling, even Dish Anywhere showing up on this list as well.
Wow.
Yes. That is one example of how the reports look for Social Mirror and Social Mirror CTV. These reports are, I think, a good chunk of the value that we bring to the conversation about digital targeted marketing, because these reports hold the standard. So did we hit the number of impressions that you paid for? Yes. Did we hit the click-through rate that we wanted? Yes. Did we reach the audience that we were hoping to reach? Yes. And at the end of the day, the question is, and how's business? How are things? Have you seen an uptick? Do you want to change the creative? Is there another message you might want to get out there? We're working with you all the time. We're local, we're accountable, and these reports prove it. If you want to get started on a conversation about digital targeted marketing, Jeff Wayne is your guy, 850-262-6000, to start talking with ADX Digital about your digital marketing campaign.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Brian Prowitz is here. He's one of our ADX digital marketing consultants and radio consultants, telling us all about the different products and strategies that you can take advantage of to increase your business, to help your business grow. I'm fascinated by all of this. Every time you come on, Brian, I learn something new.
I'm glad. Let's always keep it that way. Final thing for you on these reports, we were talking about online audio. Online audio is so strong. It's really fantastic. We can target by behavior, we can target by geography, but also we can use AI in this case as well. And in this report, AI really hit a home run in the online audio for this client, a tremendously high click-through rate, because it actually can pick out people that are interested in the message that we're sending better than we can in some cases.
Wow.
So yeah, it's great to look at. And then also on that online audio, Spotify is a very strong part of the campaign. And they got a really nice return on their Spotify attention that they got. But there, again, there are so many other places where their target audience went. All the websites are listed here on the back page of this report. And I know we'll be excited about that conversation with that client, because it's proof that their campaign is working.
Yeah, and for
that's
sure.
That's why I want to sometimes pay attention to reporting and share that with you. I know it's a lot of numbers. I got visual aids in here. I'm swinging my hands around, as always, trying to convey to you just how consistent and effective digital targeted marketing can be, proven by the reports that you get every month. So if you want to start the conversation, Jeff Wayne's the guy. 850-262-6000. Call down here and tell Jeff you want to get started in a conversation about digital targeted marketing with ADX Digital.
All right, Brian. Thank you so much. Always so informative. It's good to be back and start Mondays with you, sir.
Oh, it's just mutual. It's mutual.